your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's the normal travel time. Norbeck Road at Hammond's Way in Rockville. There's a crash. Police are on the scene there. Another crash. This one in Ashburn, Loudoun County Parkway at Ryan Road. Word just in, it's been cleared, so that's good news. Route 5 northbound between Shortcut Road and Surratt's Road, a 7-minute trip. 270 southbound from 70 to 121. It is very, very slow. It's about a half hour commuter time. And if you have an idea for a new product or an app, well, if you do, get it off the ground now before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. Get in front of big companies that can help you. 1-800-294-7417. That's 1-800-294-7417. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continue to thicken, but the rain chance not all that great, and it's mainly second part of the day today. Maybe just a few showers. Temperatures still chilly, upper 40s. We're going to shoot well into the 60s tomorrow. Better chance of showers in the afternoon. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajicon, WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Haymarket, 31 in Germantown, 36 degrees in Washington. A veteran who served in Afghanistan has been deported to Mexico. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, hold tight. Coming up, Allison Satterwhite, Prince William County School Board member. We're going to chat with her about a whole range of issues. 7:05 this morning, James Carafano will be with us from the Heritage Foundation as we're expelling Russian diplomats. Huge persona non grata decree. Chat with him about that. Dr. Becky Demokas-Bays is going to join us from Loudoun County, the Loudoun County Schools Nutrition Services Director, as we try and figure out how we pay for all those kids who can't pay for their lunches. And then Joe Concha will be with us at 8:05 to break down the media. And 8:15, Elena Treen from Axios. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Let's take a trip to New York City, very, very liberal city. And there's a city councilman there, Rafael Espinal, and he introduced a bill last week that would make it illegal for private employers in New York City or private employees in New York City to be required to check and respond to work emails or take part in work-related electronic communications during non-work hours. All right. Because we all know about the spread, right? We know about the creep. We all know that, oh, yeah, I'm done for work. When I leave work, I'm done at 5. Check out at 5. Done at 5. I'm on my way home. But when you get home, there are emails. Oh, you know, just want to let you know tomorrow we have a meeting. Can you make this meeting? Can you could you just read this before? There's that creep because you are available now 24/7, even on vacation. My husband, I have a picture of my husband on the island of Grenada sitting on the beach with a laptop reading studies for work.
It's the way work should be done, by the way.
But it should be, yes. but you know, he was on vacation.
Yeah.
But he was still doing studies. When I go on vacation because of this job, we were in Mexico, and it was a little trip. It was just before
because
the election.
Because of this job, you were in Mexico?
No,
were
no, no.
Surveying the wall
yes,
plans?
Yes, I was.
Trying
it was
to figure out who's going to pay for it?
Before the election. We go away for our anniversary every year, and it was before the election. And I said, that's it. He said, you are not... You're detoxing. You're not getting online. You're not checking politics. You're not looking at your email. You're not. And I did it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then I had to. I had
to
get back.
How did you feel?
I actually felt good about it. But as we got closer to me coming back to work,
yes,
I had to ramp back up because I have to be. I have to know everything. You know, like I have to.
You have to do some studying. Yeah.
And I couldn't not know. And then I found out about, you know, Comey reopening the investigation into Hillary's email. I'm like, oh my gosh, you made me miss this. You know, so I can't even imagine. But imagine how amazing that would be. That once you clock out of work, you clock out of work. Would you love this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Would you love it? Because I would love it, number one. But number two, is it feasible for your job? Like, it's just not feasible for our jobs to be unplugged. It's just not after a certain time. After, can you imagine when we leave here, if we were just unplugged for the rest of the day? We can't be unplugged for the rest of the day. It's just impossible.
Right. Especially in Washington, D.C. This is like, this city would be brought to its knees by a law like this. New York City, New York City wants to pass a law.
Yeah.
A law making it illegal for you to have to check your phone after work hours. So to afford its citizens and non-citizens, for that matter, the privilege of not having to check their phone. Now, here's what I'm thinking. If I'm in New York and the city decides to pass this law, and I'm a part of, let's say, like a small business where we have a handful of employees, we have an employer, and we want to get a competitive advantage over our competition, we're the guys who are checking our phones after hours. I don't care what the law is. We're checking our phones because that's perfect for us, in fact. Then, like everybody else, they're on their siestas. We're busting our tails. We're, like, actually moving things forward. Our business is getting done at all hours whenever it has to get done. So I think this is obviously – I think this is ridiculous that we would have to have a law about something like this, that New York City thinks that it can impose upon its private citizens a law saying that they can't ask their employees to check email after hours.
And respond.
And respond to them. That's just – that's insane. And I don't think the government should get involved in that question at all. But if it does, boy, will that afford some mild lawbreakers an opportunity to really get ahead of their competition.
Yeah, 888-630-9625. The bill outlines that employers found in violation will have to pay a $500 fine for the first offense. So there you go, mild lawbreakers. Is it worth it, mild lawbreaker, to get ahead of the competition and have an employee report you and wind up with a $500 fine to get ahead of that competition? It would also prohibit employers from taking action against employees for not responding to electronic communications. So you can't say, I emailed you last night. I asked you. Blah, 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 and you didn't respond.
Yeah.
What the heck? They can't take action against employees.
I'm going to plan a law-breaking safari for New York City. And what we're going to do is I'm going to get a bus tour going. And we're going to stop. We're going to pick up Big Gulps. We're going to drink those. We're going to smoke cigarettes in Central Park. And then we're going to send emails after hours. Not to get crazy or anything.
No, not only you can send the emails after hours, you just cannot take action against employees who do not respond or do whatever that email wants them to do.
I'm going to hire a couple people, and then I'm going to
after
tell them
hours,
they have to respond after hours.
It would require employers with more than 10 workers. And if you don't like this, you can blame the French. Because, you know, we want to be more like other first world countries. More, what is the word they always use? Not first world countries, and they want us to be more like them. Yeah, the rest of the world.
Oh, the developed
countries or industrialized nations. That's it. Chris in Fredericksburg, I'll have you kick this off here. Chris, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. So, what do you think about this? Would this be just a godsend? Do you love it? But is it feasible?
I think it's great. I think he needs to do it.
Why?
Pass it. Well, for example, snow days like this last week we had in D.C. So we come in, we have to leave early, and we have to use our PTO to cover our time when we're a salaried employee. Mm-hmm. And then we have to take calls all day, all evening when we're home, but we don't get paid for that.
Yeah, and see, there are a lot of jobs. Now, I wonder, though, Chris, are you salaried or hourly?
I am a salaried employee.
See, so a salaried employee, though, has morphed into you work for your employer 24/7. That's what a salaried employee has morphed into. You don't get paid for overtime. So in the boss's mind, hey, overtime, you don't get paid for it anyway. So stop complaining, right?
Right. But it's not fair that they can use our PTO, in my mind, to cover when we have to leave early, but yet we still have to take calls throughout that whole time.
I gotcha. So you use your personal time. Okay.
Chris, what industry are you in?
I'm an electrician. I manage electrical contractor.
And so are you a part of a union?
No, we are non-union.
Okay. All right. Well, I know in some cases unions will say, well, we can collectively bargain this question.
Right.
But some industries it's difficult. I will say, and this is not directed at Chris, this is directed at anybody, but this notion that if you don't like the circumstances of your industry because there's too much communication, too many requirements going on, you should change industries if you don't like it.
Yeah, if you're an electrician, just go back to school, get re-educated in something else.
No, I mean, obviously,
careers.
An electrician is an important job, and that's good. I just mean, know what you're getting into. In 2018, the requirements and how much you need to be available, that's just, it may be unfortunate, it may be inconvenient, but it is sort of part of life now.
I wouldn't want to work for you. 888-630-9625. 615 at WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Vince. Several accidents. One in Jessup, Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between Annapolis Road and Savage Road. The police are on the scene in Rockville, Norbeck Road at Hannon Way, and police are there too. Now in Woodbridge, northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway, there is a crash, albeit on the shoulder. The Anacostia Freeway headed south from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 10-minute trip, twice the normal travel time, 270 south from 70 to 121, very slow, just about a half an hour, 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, a 23-minute commute, and Metro's rail line, red line, I should say, between Shady Grove and Twin Brooks, single tracking, so you can expect delays in either direction. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have a mix of sun and clouds during the morning. They're going to give way to cloudy skies this afternoon. There's the slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 48. Tonight, cloudy skies, low of 43. Tomorrow, cloudy early with showers for the afternoon hours and a high of 67 tomorrow. Wow, it is currently 36 at 617 on WMAL.
Cornerstone First is now offering the Hometown Heroes program with huge savings for veterans and first responders. 202-625-1221, cornerstonefirst.com.
New York City proposing a law, because France does it, and we want to be more like France, that would make it illegal to force employees to respond to work emails or any kind of electronic communication during non-work hours. Now, come on, how many of us have said, I'm so sorry I didn't check my email. Sorry, didn't see it. And your employer kind of goes, you know. It's fine. And there have been times where I just haven't, when I clock out sometimes, like on weekends, sometimes I don't check my email.
Well, I can't. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine, for all the reasons you said in the last segment, it's hard for me to imagine being disconnected these days, especially in media. I mean, I've been in journalism for a while, and now it's like just missing a day's worth of news would drive me crazy. Now, there needs to be limits, of course, for my own personal consumption. The closer I get to going to sleep and I'm still looking at my phone, the more spun up I am.
Yeah.
So it's actually harder for me to settle down. And I don't know if it's the light or if it's actually the act of thinking that's going on. But if I'm trying to, you know, slide across the finish line of the day reading my phone, it will keep me sort of actively thinking for far longer than I want to. I want to actually unwind. So I've got to purposefully just take that phone and throw it down on the charger and say, I'm not checking you for a while. We're going to give up for this last half hour of the day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning, all right? You and I, we'll have words tomorrow morning.
And that blue light actually from the screen actually does keep you awake.
That's what they say.
It's bad
for you. I've heard
them. Yep. Luann in Maryland. Luann, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you love this idea? And would it be feasible in your job?
Yes. I was just telling your gentleman that I'm on my way to work this morning. I'm in the medical field. I don't even have an email at my job. I take care of patients all day. And once I leave work, I never think about it again until I'm on my way into work, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's great that you can do that in the medical field, because my husband works in the medical field, and he works 10, 13-hour days, and then the phone goes off at night. It's awesome. So
yeah, I find there's a range for doctors. That some of them really want to, don't mind taking calls at all hours.
No. Most of them do.
You know?
They do mind it, most of them.
Well, but they'll tell their patients, like, got a problem? Call me. It's okay. I've encountered this. And dentists, doctors who will be like, anytime, if you've got an issue and we're not currently at work and it's an emergency, give me a buzz. Call me at home.
You have a doctor who gives you his or her cell phone number?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm saying there's a range. There's some people have high tolerance for that. Others are like Mary.
Yes, absolutely. Luann, that's interesting. So it would be great because her phone doesn't go off after work hours.
No, she disappears.
That's fantastic. Good for you. I'm so jealous, Luann. 888-630-9625. Chris in Frederick. Chris, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Does this work for you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
No, this does not work for me because this is supposed to be the land of the free. If an employer needs to send a text out, and the work that I do, it happens all the time because decisions about what's going to happen the next day are not made until later.
Right.
But it shouldn't be a law that you have to respond, or you shouldn't be any repercussions for not responding to an after-hour text or email. That should be your choice. It's supposed to be the land of the free.
That's right.
So that should be your own prerogative if you want to respond or not. There should not be repercussions.
Yeah, and by the way, this is something that an employee and an employer can work out together.
Yeah.
So if you don't like...
Exactly.
If you don't like that your boss is constantly asking you to do things after hours, you can have that conversation. You begin the process of negotiating that in a different way. Or, again, find a new job. If this is driving you crazy, if this is ruining your life, if this is making it so that you're having trouble with your family, whatever those issues are, maybe it is time you find a new employer. Maybe if that's going to be the deal breaker for you, then great. It should be a deal breaker. Move on. But these are things that we can work out interpersonally. And far too often, rather than relying on people to be self-reliant, to be like, hey, have that conversation directly, what we're saying is, no. I'm so uncomfortable talking to my own employer. I want the government to just make a law and make it so I don't have to deal with these messy issues of figuring out how I'm going to deal with my life.
Yeah. And again, you would think that if you have a job where you have 10 employees, it's pretty easy to talk to them. It's not like you have 500 people that you have to speak with. If you have 10, and this law would apply for employers with 10 or more employees. Does this work for you? 888-630-9625. We would mind hearing from some employers what they think about this as well. 622 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Let's see here. Well, I'll tell you what. The best 2 days of actually owning that timeshare, you know, the day you buy it and the day you get rid of it and completely offload it. Look, I've seen this before. I know what it's all about. It's suffering, especially if you don't like the timeshare anymore. After suffering through those annual maintenance fees, mortgage payments, sucking hundreds, even thousands of dollars out of your wallet every month for what? Negative equity? It's safe to say that getting out of that timeshare really is something that you can celebrate. Just ask the Timeshare Freedom Group. If you need to free yourself from a worthless timeshare, you need to call the Timeshare Freedom Group now. Their team of experts can get you out of your contract. Whether you've had it for 30 days or 30 years, Timeshare Freedom Group has helped tens of thousands of people get rid of their timeshares. And Timeshare Freedom Group has a 100% money-back guarantee. If they can't help you, you don't owe them any money. Quit paying those bank-breaking annual maintenance fees and outrageous mortgage payments. Take your first step towards celebrating your freedom from spending yet another dollar on that timeshare you hate by calling the Timeshare Freedom Group now at 844-700-4747. That's 844-700-4747. 844-700-4747.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings
again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mary. As far as the red line is concerned, it's single tracking between Shady Grove and Twin Brooks, so delays are expected in both directions. This traffic report, sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. As far as the Anacostia Freeway southbound is concerned, slow going from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, an 8-minute trip. In Jessup, Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between Annapolis Road and Savage Road, there is an accident. In Rockville, Norbeck Road and Hannon's Way, a crash there. In Woodbridge, 95 northbound at the Prince William Parkway, a crash on the shoulder. And in Oakton, 66 westbound, right after 123, watch out for a car fire blocking the right lane. And yes, the fire department is there. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now. 1-800-808-5181. That's 1-800-808-5181. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
About to start to thicken now this morning. Any limited sunshine will be this morning. Cloudy this afternoon and maybe a shower in here. Temperatures in the upper 40s. By tomorrow, some change coming in. Some showers for the afternoon and getting into the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 6:27 on WMAL. We're talking about New York City, and a law has been proposed there that would make it illegal to force employees to respond to work emails during non-work hours. If you try to make an employee do that, if you penalize that employee in any way for not responding to a work communication, electronic communication, after work hours,
yeah,
you could be fined $500. 888-630-9625. Sharon in Maryland on line six has a different take on this. Sharon, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. You've got a great point.
Good morning. I think perhaps we should pass a law that makes it illegal for employees to waste employers' time checking their Facebook and their Twitter and their social media accounts while they're at work.
See, that's right. If you can't bother them in off hours, because that's their time, then when they're at work, that's your time. I think that's only fair. Are you an employee?
Exactly.
Are you an employer?
I am self-employed, but
okay.
My husband used to have problems with employees in his firm spending lots of time all day long on Twitter and Facebook and their social media accounts using the company's bandwidth while we're doing it.
It isn't a problem, Sharon. Thank you for that. My husband, they block it at his office.
Sorry, what was that? I'm on Facebook right now. Your husband's doing something?
6:28 on WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles instilled in me by my father and Vietnam War veteran Al Kincaid. The same core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. Thanks for continuing to make Valor one of the most hired and trusted roofers in our area. If you haven't taken advantage of our best sale of the year, then here's your last chance before it's gone till next year. Now through the end of March, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, no interest and no payments till this fall. That's the peace of mind of no payments and 50% off materials, but only till March 31st. In honor of National Vietnam War Veterans Day, our first Razor Roof for a Vet recipient of 2018 is Deborah and Ishel Heinbuck. Valor is replacing their roof in honor of their late husband and father, Charles Heinbuck, a decorated Vietnam War veteran that left the world far too young. Learn more about Charles and other American heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Allison Satterwhite. She's with the Prince County School Board. She's a member there. They have an election coming up. She'll tell us all about it. It's 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The FBI and Defense Department continue to investigate several suspicious packages that arrived yesterday at military installations around the Washington region. No one was hurt in any incident, but a bomb disposal unit from Fort Belvoir confirms that at least one of those packages tested positive for black powder residue. The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office now says the student who shot and killed a female classmate at school last week died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, not from being shot by a school resource officer. In fact, investigators now say the officer's shot actually struck the boy's gun in the shooter's hand. 17-year-old Austin Rollins killed 16-year-old Jalen Willie and injured a 14-year-old boy in that shooting last week. We have not yet heard from Russian President Vladimir Putin on the massive diplomat expulsions ordered by the U.S. and European nations.
But the Russian ambassador has said that the time is coming that the U.S. will realize this was a grave mistake. And they've already vowed to kick out U.S. diplomats in return. But the U.S. in turn is warning if Russia does that, then the U.S. could take additional action.
Correspondent Michelle Kozinski. Montgomery County authorities have filed a lawsuit in an attempt to gain access to a fire-damaged home in Bethesda that they say sits atop a network of homemade tunnels that the county deems dangerous. The lawsuit aims to give county officials access to the home and to the tunnels. Ultimately, the county wants to demolish the home and fill in those tunnels, some of which they say extend out to the street and under other people's properties. Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is headed to the classroom. He'll be a visiting professor at George Mason University. The former governor is currently helping raise money for the National Democratic Redistricting Committee and has said he plans to help elect Democratic governors nationwide this year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24203, the Nasdaq at 7221. Sports sponsored by Lidl. Another win for the Caps as they topped the Rangers. The Wizards were idle. The Orioles beat their AAA Norfolk team to wrap up the exhibition schedule. And the Nats host the Twins this afternoon in their final tune-up before the regular season begins on Thursday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Working in the yard this spring? Shop Lidl for surprisingly low prices on gardening essentials. Get mulch, bulbs, and tools starting at just $2.49. While supplies last, stop by your local Lidl and pick up a free gardening booklet today. Lidl, rethink grocery.
We know that selecting new windows and doors for your home is not an easy process. But what is easy is knowing who you can trust. Trust us at Barron's.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin, made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. Visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors has never been easier.
The pros at Barron's, your local Marvin dealer, know that trust is key when it comes to replacing your windows and doors. The experts at Barron's can help you find easy and stylish replacement solutions for your next remodeling project. Visit one of our showrooms in Manassas, Virginia, or Gaithersburg, Maryland today. Or visit us online at barrons.discovermarvin.com.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out for free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. EdelmanFinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist. But getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between Annapolis Road and Savage Road. Police are on the scene dealing with an accident. The right lane is blocked. In Rockville, Norbeck Road and Hannon's Way, there's a crash. 270 headed south between 109 and the local lane split. Very slow, a 31-minute trip. Just cleared an accident on 395 northbound after Duke Street, Little River Turnpike, so that's good news. Woodbridge, northbound 95 at Prince William Parkway, a crash on the shoulder. 66 westbound after 123, there's a car fire blocking the right lane. The fire department there. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 25-minute commute. And we're single tracking on the red line between Shady Grove and Twinbrook. And yes, that means delays in both directions. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in as we head through this morning into the afternoon. Now there is a shower threat. It's not all that great. 48. Overnight tonight, 43 outside the Beltway. A little bit colder. And tomorrow we'll finally get some milder air in here. 67 with some afternoon showers. The light rain and shower activity tomorrow night. Cloudy Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Alexandria, 29 in Bethesda, 36 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Joining us in about half an hour at 7:05, James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk to him about the developments with Russia. We've kicked a lot of them out of the country. At 7:15, Dr. Becky Demokos-Bays. She is the Loudoun County Schools Nutrition Services Director. They're actually having a fundraiser to pay for kids' lunches. At 8:05, Joe Concha from The Hill. And at 8:15, Alana Treen, Axios reporter, joining us. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Joining us right now from the Prince William County School Board, Allison Satterwhite. Allison, good morning.
Good morning. Mary and Vince, how are you?
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I want to talk about the Prince William County School Board because it's a school board that's been in chaos earlier this month, actually. Ryan Sawyers, the former chairman at large, stepped down from that role, resigned after pressure. Your school board had already censured him. There was a recall petition underway, and he resigned before that could get any further. For those who don't remember, Ryan Sawyers, among many other things, was the one who called the president of the United States a bona fide idiot for his involvement in the anthem protests and saying that people should stand for the anthem, also saying that students in his county need not stand, that it wasn't a requirement. So eventually, all of the controversy around that position led to his resignation. And now joining us this morning is Allison. And Allison Satterwhite, I understand that you have some news to share with us this morning. What is that news?
I do have some big news. I am announcing my run for school board chairman and the special election in November.
Congratulations.
And I am very, very excited about the opportunities in front of us. I strongly feel I am the person who needs to be running for this position and needs this position so we can put our children first in Prince William County Schools.
So you're going to be running to replace Ryan Sawyers. This is that special election now. Because of his resignation in November, there is going to be this special election to pick a new chairman. And you're going to be running. Tell us sort of, you know, where has the school board been? It seems like it's been in chaos. Every time we've talked about it at all, it's been to address the chaos on the school board. And will you be able to bring some stability?
Well, what we've seen the last 2 years is what happens when the school board is very partisan. And what we need is to move the school board to be more focused on students. And that's what I want to bring to the table. I want us to put our students first.
So what are some of the things that you would like to see changed? Obviously, you want to make changes. What are some of those things?
Oops, I'm sorry. I've got a bad connection, so I missed some of that.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
I said, obviously, you want to bring change. That's why you're running, because you think that you can make some positive changes. What are some of those changes that you would like to see made?
Right. And one of the things that I started working on early on in my term as Gainesville District School Board member is reducing class sizes. And I want to see us continue that. It's not a real easy solution. We could easily reduce the number of trailers we have in our schools if we weren't working on reducing class sizes. It's a complex solution of reducing class sizes. Sometimes we have to add a few trailers to do it, but we also have to be adding schools to accommodate our student growth that has grown by leaps and bounds over the years. Mm-hmm. And so by reducing class sizes, we're able to allow our teachers to have more time with their students. They can spend more time. They can, it reduces their caseload. It also helps us with teacher retention.
How many kids are in a class now? How many do you want in a class?
It varies by grade level. We did put a cap on our class sizes in elementary school, which means that we have challenged ourselves. And so that has made it more difficult as far as trailers in the elementary school level. Now, when it comes to high school, it's very hard to put a cap on class sizes because we have overcrowded schools. One of the initiatives I also worked on was adding a larger high school design to our 13th high school. Along with a couple of my coworkers on the board, we pushed very hard, had a special meeting so that we could get a vote to accept over $20 million from the Board of County Supervisors to be able to pay for a larger school design to be able to alleviate overcrowding in our high schools when that school opens in 2021.
Well, let me ask you a couple.
So, we're working on it.
I want to ask you a couple kind of hot topic questions from Prince William County. One is, I mentioned the anthem thing and that Ryan Sawyer's position was anybody, you know, the students can take the option of whether or not they stand for it. Do you expect students in Prince William County to stand for the national anthem?
You know, we do recognize and understand that our students have First Amendment rights. That being said, what happened with Ryan Sawyer's is that he put something out there that was not an issue or a concern in our school.
Mm-hmm.
He made a big to-do, a big show over an issue that we weren't experiencing a problem with in Prince William County schools.
So
the school system was very quick to let everyone know, we aren't worried about this. We respect our students' First Amendment rights. And the school system was very quick also to remind our administrators and our teachers that we do and we always have, it's in our policy and regulations, that we respect our students' First Amendment rights. There are very few students who don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance that we say every day in our Prince William County schools.
And you're totally fine with that?
Personally?
Yeah.
I've taught my kids to stand up and say the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when our kids stand up and say the pledge. I'm not really okay with it, so to speak,
yep.
But I respect that we have First Amendment rights, and we allow our students to do it if they have strong personal beliefs that keep them from standing up. I'd like for students to be able to express why they are sitting and understand why they're sitting if that's what they choose to do.
Allison, real quickly, just because we've run out of time here, one last one. And school safety is a huge issue right now. Anything in particular regarding school safety that you'd like to address in Prince William County?
You know, in our budget, we made sure we added $1 million, and we didn't just put it in our funding for next year. We moved it to our fiscal year 18 spending. But school safety is something that I have always made a priority. I'm on the Safe Schools Advisory Council. When I go to conferences, I make sure to seek out the newest information on what best practices are in school safety. I have friends who are in federal agencies who make sure to send me what's happening in school safety as far as the latest best practices.
Yes.
And it's something that is of utmost importance. We want to care for our kids. And I see it as a two-pronged approach, not only facility safety, but also making sure that we are helping our students who have mental health concerns to get the help that we need. We also
That's
need
right.
to have a healthy school. And so those are the kinds of things that I'm focusing on with my campaign.
All right.
We have to put our students first. And on my website, AllisonForChair.com, we'll be able to see as we move on with the campaign. I'll be putting more of those issues on my website, and I'll be talking about it more as the months go on. I'm looking forward to meeting people and talking about it.
Allison Satterwhite, thank you. Very much appreciate it. And congratulations on the announcement this morning right here on Mornings on the Mall. Appreciate that exclusive. Thank you.
Thank you, Vince and Mary, for your time. Have
Thanks.
A great day.
You too. Take care. 6:44 here on WMAL.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? Your doctor said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of spinal fusion procedures, there was a gentle and effective way to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you are back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive surgery using the precision and safety of sound, ultrasound. This highly advanced FDA-approved technology decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain without the need for fusion. Locations in the Washington, D.C. area and Scottsdale, Arizona. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review, sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound, ultrasound.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Mary. And Vince, we're taking a look at inbound New York Avenue, slow going from the VW Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. 395 headed north from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 38-minute commute. As for the inner loop and outer loop of the Beltway, we'll start with the inner loop between St. Barnabas Road and Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That is slow. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 Spur, 28-minute commute. Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south between Annapolis Road and Savage Road. We're dealing with a crash on the right lane. That is blocked. Police are there. And Norbeck Road in Rockville at Hannon's Way. We have an accident with police and a tow truck on the scene. And we have delays in either direction on the Metro Red Line between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday forecast. We'd have a little wet weather in the forecast. The good news is that some milder weather is also on the way. 48, so it's not today. So a chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 43 outside the Beltway, a little bit colder. Up into the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. There's the warmth coming in with a few showers in the afternoon. Thursday, even warmer. Mostly cloudy. Highs will get into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
36 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Pella Windows.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from minus 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella Windows and Doors. Perfectly beautiful.
All right, social media. A lot of people, everybody's on Facebook, although some people are starting to delete their Facebook pages. And some people, when they delete their Facebook pages, are finding out when you delete it, because you can put you could just make it go silent. You could make your account go dormant. Well, some people, when they were deleting their Facebook pages, found that Facebook takes all of your information on your phone. So if you have the app, one user named Emma Kennedy tweeted out that she found when she tried to delete her account that Facebook had recorded every single phone number of my contacts. They had every single social event I went to, a list of all my friends and their birthdays, and a list of every text I sent.
Yeah.
Because when you go to, if you want to permanently delete your account, if you don't want to just deactivate it, kind of put it to sleep, if you want to permanently delete it, they suggest, quote, you may want to download a copy of your information from Facebook. So when you get that data dump, one user tweeted out that he found his deleted Facebook profile data dump contained information on every single mobile phone call and text I made for a year.
What do you think the deal is, if not that? How dumb are we? Why is it all of a sudden people seem to have noticed that the whole point of Facebook is to scrape all of your private information for its own use? That's the point. You use the service to connect to your friends. Facebook uses the service to exploit your private data in order to sell it. This is the deal, and it's been like this forever, and now, all of a sudden, everyone seems to be waking up out of their deep, dark sleep about what the heck the arrangement was in the first place. Again, why do you think it's free? Why is it free to use Facebook?
Yeah.
It's because you're giving them immense value. And this is a very simple thing, but it seems like everyone seems to be surprised all of a sudden.
And I would like it noted that when I chose not to download the app because I actually read the fine print, people mocked me.
There you go. And now you're all shocked.
Well,
Facebook is collecting.
Here's the thing. I was among the people who was mocking you.
I know.
Thank you for not saying that, but I'm going to admit it out loud. I think it's ridiculous that you read the terms of service. I knew all the data that you're coughing up, but still, I didn't read the terms of service. Who reads the terms of service?
I did.
Did you? You actually scrolled all the way to the bottom and read all of it and then clicked accept?
No, I didn't click accept. I got partway through and said, I'm not accepting
this.
Oh,
you refused.
Yeah, I refused.
Oh.
Because I like to keep my friends' information safe.
But you're on
Facebook. But I don't have my phone number on Facebook. I don't have my friends' phone numbers on Facebook. You gave Facebook my information because I'm in your phone book.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you did. Along those lines,
why you should have never gave me your number.
I'm taking that puppy right back. I don't answer that phone. The number I gave you,
yeah.
I don't answer that phone. So the House Energy and Commerce and the Senate Commerce Committees called Zuckerberg to testify last week about what's going on with all this data mining, because when he was doing it for the Democrats to give it to Obama, it was genius.
Yes.
Now that it came out that information went to the Trump campaign during the primaries, suddenly it's a bad thing. So he's been called to testify, and here's what he had to say about that.
The short answer is I'm happy to if it's the right thing to do. You know, Facebook testifies in Congress regularly on a number of topics, some high profile and some not. And our objective is always to provide Congress with this extremely important job to have the most information that they can. So what we try to do is send the person at Facebook who will have the most knowledge about what Congress is trying to learn. So if that's me, then I am happy to go.
Then I am happy to do it. Well, because of that, it looks like now we have the second Senate panel asked him to testify. The Senate Judiciary Committee said,
yes.
Hey, why don't you come and talk in front of us?
Yeah.
Come visit us, too, because if you want to testify, we'd love to hear what you have to say.
And the Federal Trade Commission confirmed yesterday it has opened an investigation into Facebook. All of this led Facebook shares to slide nearly 7% yesterday on the news.
And also, there is now questions raised by our very own Hans von Spakovsky, friend of the show here.
Yep.
Who's saying, you know what, if they did give this information to the Obama campaign, it's kind of what you would get from a direct mail marketer. That must be purchased. Otherwise, it is gifts in kind.
Yeah.
Did Facebook report that? Did the Obama campaign report that? Could there be campaign finance violations going on here? All interesting questions. I think we're going to see Mr. Zuckerberg in town quite a bit coming up. It's 6:52 on WMAL.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, shut your Facebook and just listen to this. Have you tried to hire anybody lately? Oh, I can see you thinking about it, and you're saying to yourself, it's hard. It is hard. You post to job boards. You hope you're going to find the right person for that job. But think about it. How often do you actually check job boards yourself, especially if you're employed right now? How often do you look at job boards? Like never? That's fine. But there is a place where people do go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities, including while they're currently employed. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce already there. It's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network, and it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year, because LinkedIn considers skills and experiences and location and so much more. Businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than traditional job boards at delivering those quality candidates. 22 million professionals every single week view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn. That's in every industry, yours and mine included. So don't settle for posting, hoping that right person's going to find your role and apply. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL right now and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 6:53, so it's time to check how your money is doing. Here's the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, Mary. Good morning. Stocks are poised to extend the huge rally from yesterday. The Dow shot up 669 points on word the U.S. is quietly working with China to avoid a trade war. The Dow is indicated to open more than 100 points higher this morning. Markets are all higher in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is higher. Apple Apple will try to win back American classrooms after losing sales to Google and Microsoft. That Google Chromebook laptop is a staple for lots of students. Apple holds its first big product event of the year today at a high school in Chicago. You were just talking about Facebook. Facebook is being trolled on Twitter by the MySpace founder using the hashtag #DeleteFacebook. Users looking for alternatives to Facebook because of the data scandal are discovering Nextdoor, Path, Rafter, and Vero. Facebook shares, by the way, eked out a gain yesterday. Disney ABC marks the return of Roseanne tonight. The show ended in 1997, but they're calling this the season 10 premiere. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Mary. We're keeping an eye on 295 right now. Northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 12-minute trip. Should normally only take you about 7, but not right now. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, slow, a 9-minute commute. Berlin Turnpike at Harry Bird Highway, an accident blocking some lanes. Police and the fire department there. Eastbound 66 from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, a 12-minute trip. 95 headed north from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, more like 16 minutes. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, 33 minutes, 13 minutes more than usual. As for mass transit, the Red Line running with delays between Shady Grove and Twin Brook in both directions. And now the 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL, Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continue to thicken, but the rain chance not all that great, and it's mainly second part of the day today. Maybe just a few showers. Temperatures still chilly, upper 40s. We're going to shoot well into the 60s tomorrow. Better chance of showers in the afternoon. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
America's farmers are the most productive in the world, exporting more than $100 billion worth of products annually. In fact, exports account for 20% of all farm revenue in the U.S. Free trade is essential to maintaining the strength of our agriculture economy. But some in Washington now support policies that would restrict trade. That would be devastating to farms across the country. Michelle Erickson Jones is a fourth-generation Montana farmer.
We raise cereal grains, oil seeds, alfalfa, and we also have a small cow-calf operation. We're very optimistic about the economy under President Trump. However, we're very concerned about the trade policies from Washington. We depend on free trade policies to maintain our export markets. Crops that we grow here on this farm are exported across the globe. Policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like ours.
President Trump, keep our economy strong. Protect free trade. Learn more at farmersforfreetrade.com. Paid for by Farmers for Free Trade.
Stormy Daniels, you know, that 60 Minutes interview on Sunday night, the ratings are finally in on that. And I think this is the most anybody's ever stared at Anderson Cooper. I do.
He is quite handsome.
I do think that's the case. 22.1 million viewers was the average for Sunday's show, according to Nielsen. That's more than twice as many viewers than any typical edition of the show. That's the highest rating for 60 Minutes in 10 years. So they did very well with Stormy Daniels appearing on the show. Now, yesterday, of course, you know, Stormy Daniels goes on Sunday, so that means the White House press corps is going to ask about Stormy Daniels on Monday. And they were. Rod Shaw was standing in for Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday, and he had this to say about any allegation that Stormy was threatened by some, you know, distant lieutenant of Donald Trump. Listen.
Was the president aware of a physical threat made against Ms. Daniels when she was with her daughter back in 2011?
Well, the president doesn't believe that any of the claims that Ms. Daniels made last night in the interview are accurate.
He doesn't believe she was threatened?
No, he does not.
What's his basis for that, Rush?
Sorry?
What's his basis for that?
Well, he just doesn't believe that, you know, there's nothing to corroborate her claim.
nothing to corroborate her claim. Also, Raj pointed out in the in yesterday's briefing, the thing that we were talking about yesterday, that she has signed multiple statements that bring her credibility into question. She lied on the record three times, according to her own testimony.
Well, she apparently right after this hit up Donald Trump's lawyer, Cohen, with an act of defamation. She's suing him now for defamation. They want to bring this into the court. This is the goal of Avenatti, who, by the way, worked for Rahm Emanuel and Joe Biden.
Well, there's another explanation for this.
Yeah.
She's extended her strip club tour through the end of the year and is now charging people $15 a month to stare at her naked online.
Well, you know, hey, she's a girl.
That's like a thing.
Buck.
Anyway, Joe Concha will be with us at 8:05 to talk about what it's like to be a subscriber. No, I mean the media's reaction, rather.
It's 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WNAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Defense Department is tracking the delivery of several suspicious packages to military installations in and around the Washington region yesterday. The FBI says the Bureau responded to multiple government facilities yesterday for the report of suspicious packages. Nobody was hurt in any of those incidents, but those sites where the packages showed up included Joint Base Anacostia Bowling and Fort Belvoir. As the investigation continues into the shooting at a high school in St. Mary's County a week ago, we are now learning more about how the teenage gunman died.
The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office says the student who fatally shot a female classmate at Great Mills High School died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It happened during a confrontation with a school resource officer who also fired his weapon, hitting the 17-year-old in the hand. A 14-year-old boy who was shot in the thigh was released from a hospital. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, with 2 weeks left in the Maryland General Assembly session, Governor Larry Hogan is pressing lawmakers to pass a school safety legislation.
Classrooms should never be a place of fear for our children. No mom or dad should ever have to worry when they send their kids off to school whether their son or daughter is going to come home safely.
Hogan has proposed setting aside some $125 million to pay for safety features in schools, as well as another $50 million a year for school safety grants. The Russian government is threatening retaliation over one of the largest mass expulsions of its diplomats. The U.S. is sending 60 of them home.
The U.S. isn't even calling them diplomats at this point. They're calling them aggressive spies and saying that the U.S. is going to be safer without them. This is going to significantly hurt Russia's ability to spy on American soil.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the heads of other social media platforms have received invitations to testify on Capitol Hill.
You may recall that last week when he was asked in a TV interview if he'd testified before Congress about the Cambridge Analytica data breach, Zuckerberg said,
I'm happy to if it's the right thing to do.
Whether he has the most knowledge at his company about data security or not, he is the face of Facebook. So Congress wants to talk with him. He, along with Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, and Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, they've all been invited to sit before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on data security and answer some questions. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland House has passed legislation that would require internet service providers to notify their customers anytime there's a data breach that involves stolen personal information. No current state law requires that. Montgomery County is suing the Bethesda homeowner over a mysterious network of tunnels found under the home extending out to the street and to other people's property. The lawsuit says the tunnels are dangerous and hazardous. The county ultimately wants to demolish the fire-damaged home and fill in those tunnels. Call in Professor Terry McAuliffe, the former Virginia governor, is taking a new job at George Mason University, where he'll be a visiting professor. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,203, the Nasdaq at 72,21. Sports, the Caps get their fourth straight win. The Wizards have the night off. The Nationals host the Twins this afternoon in their final preseason game, and the O's beat Norfolk in theirs. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I won? Oh, my God.
Your chance to win $1,000 every weekday.
Oh, my God.
Live.
It's 4K a day, beginning Thursday on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Wow, thank you so much.
WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles instilled in me by my father and Vietnam War veteran Al Kincaid. The same core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. Thanks for continuing to make Valor one of the most hired and trusted roofers in our area. If you haven't taken advantage of our best sale of the year, then here's your last chance before it's gone till next year. Now through the end of March, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, no interest and no payments till this fall. That's the peace of mind of no payments and 50% off materials, but only till March 31st. In honor of National Vietnam War Veterans Day, our first Razor Roof for a Vet recipient of 2018 is Deborah and Ishel Heinbuck. Valor is replacing their roof in honor of their late husband and father, Charles Heinbuck. A decorated Vietnam War veteran, they left the world far too young. Learn more about Charles and other American heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Bill. Southbound 270 right near Montrose Road. Police are on the scene of a crash. Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south right near 100. Another accident. Route 5 northbound between Shortcut Road and Surratt Road. A 10-minute trip. Should only take you about 4. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. A 13-minute commute. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway in New York Avenue is slow in Quantico. 95 northbound, just before Quantico, a crash on the shoulder. And 66 eastbound, slow going from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, a 13-minute commute. And we do have delays in either direction on the Metro Red Line between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams, whew, of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,